Hey, Dan, is this like the... Oh. No, I know. Dan, is this like the Metallica version of the CBS NFL sports? It sounds a little... Is this what it really sounds like? I don't remember the driving guitars being so prominent. Wow. Okay. That's the NFL on CBS theme, which I just don't remember sounding that Metallica-like. Rick, do you remember it sounding that Metallica-like?
I don't. It kind of sounds Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
It does. Hey, that was the last time you were here. It was for Christmas.
Exactly.
How are you?
Good.
It's Rick Geezer, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's a Friday, which means Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D's show Spies, and all of the regular stuff. Hey, you big dummy, all that stuff coming up. But we always have a time for Rick Geezer. Rick Geezer is the guy who has all the, he calls them the sports songs. And explain to everyone, just, you know, for explanation's sake.
It's a song performed by an athlete, coach, official, anyone associated with the world of sports.
Right. And you have a vast collection of these.
Thousands.
On all formats. That's one of the things I love about it. When you come down here, I get to see old VHS tapes. I get to see singles.
I've got a reel-to-reel.
You have a reel. Danny has a reel-to-reel. You got a machine in there you can work on?
I don't know if I have a razor blade.
So, anyway, and you've been collecting these for many years.
Yeah, about 25 years.
And you got a website, sportsongs.com.
Yes.
And you're also on Facebook slash Sports Songs. And we have a link to all of that stuff on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
But tell everybody about how they can hear the podcasts at WGN Plus.
We're on WGN Plus. I post new episodes a couple times a month. This month, we have posted episodes of the Super Bowl. The last two episodes are athletes who have played in a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I think that's what we'll talk about today.
That's exactly what we're talking about this morning. It is Super Bowl weekend, a big week. Are you looking forward to the game?
I am.
Yeah.
I always have loved the Super Bowl, but, you know, for so many years, you just didn't care who was in it. But this year, I'm really behind. I like Ron Rivera.
Yeah, well,
I had an opportunity. We all worked with him when he was here for a short time. I worked with him when I worked at another radio station. I've known him for years as a player, as an individual. He's a great guy.
I'm rooting for him, too.
Yeah.
So it should be a fun Super Bowl. I think a lot of people are excited about it.
I agree.
You know?
And, well, you know, Peyton Manning, of course, he was the MVP in the Super Bowl that defeated the Bears.
Yes.
But maybe we should start with a Peyton Manning song.
Absolutely. Well, here's what we're doing. We're doing all it is sports songs. And at WGN Plus, you can check out all. We'll give you more details on those podcasts. But we have Rick in to do the sports songs. And we thought Super Bowl weekend, great time for Rick to come in. So you want to start with Peyton Manning?
What
am I doing here?
106.
106.
And he recorded this song in 1998. The NFL teamed up with – they put out two CDs. One called NFL Country, one called NFL Jams, and they teamed up current NFL players with contemporary singers.
Okay.
And he was part of the NFL Country, and he's singing a song called Whatever It Takes with superstar. Wasn't a superstar at the time, superstar Kenny Chesney.
Wow. So this is before he really was a superstar.
Well, this is really before Peyton was a superstar.
Oh, before Peyton was.
And before Kenny was a superstar.
Well, look at that.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Peyton Manning from 1998.
Well, I've been yelling your name from a lookout mountain, tossing my pennies in a downtown fountain, making my wishes, I'm a-hoping they're counting, for love's sake. I'll swim upstream in a raging river, walk through fire, do you get the picture? I swear I'll bear anything to get there. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes to win your love. Well, hire me an airplane, have it paint your name up in the sky above.
I'll tell the world I'm yours, put it on the billboard out on the interstate.
If it takes forever to get us together, honey, I'll do whatever it takes.
Wow. Peyton Manning should stick to throwing the football.
He should. Yeah, I mean, that song, you can really hear the difference between the quality of vocal control.
It's not hard how to figure out who Kenny Chesney is in that one.
Right.
Not very hard. Now, I don't know. Why do I think it's odd that Peyton Manning is on the country CD?
I don't know.
It just seems
maybe it's like a boxing thing. I don't know.
I have no idea. But it was NFL country, and then there was NFL.
Then there was NFL jams.
Oh boy, okay.
And mostly the jams. It's rap stuff.
Rap stuff. Yeah. Okay. NFL. Hey, Dan, we might want to try and find this for our next Fly Jams.
Well, and that was the second year they did that. They also
there are more of NFL jams here.
They released NFL country and NFL jams. A couple years before, they did it in 1996.
So in 96 and 98. Now, are these things available?
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can buy them at stores or Amazon or whatever. There's not many stores left.
Yeah. Okay. I see Brett Favre is on this one.
Brett Favre is.
Aikman. Terry Bradshaw. Not a shocker, Terry Bradshaw.
Right, right.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
Terry
cool.
Terry Bradshaw does a song with Glenn Campbell on the 96 version.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's from NFL country, and we're starting off with Peyton Manning. All right.
Yeah. Well, why don't we play, since we've got that CD, why don't we play another track, track 202.
Okay.
Superstar, Hall of Famer, played with the Giants when they won Super Bowl 42. You now see him every morning with Kelly Ripa.
Oh, boy.
Michael Strahan recorded a song on the NFL country album with country superstar Randy Travis.
Okay.
The song's called Brink's Truck.
Brink's Truck, Michael Strahan.
Blew the pension fund on a Caribbean cruise. Cuban cigars and country club dues. Flew to Paris on a private jet. Bought a French chateau for sweet Jeanette. So after taxes and my credit card debt, I'm leaving $42.61. Cause you never see a Brinks truck follow a hearse. And you don't need a wallet when you leave this earth. On your way to heaven or somewhere worse. You never see a Brinks truck follow a hearse. As that procession made its way.
This is a really depressing song. I mean, it's like upbeat and happy, but you never see a Brinks truck follow a hearse.
No.
Is the refrain?
Because you can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you. Yeah, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you've seen Jay Farrow's impression of Michael Strahan, right?
Oh yes.
It's so funny. It's so I can't believe this is a job. I get paid to do this. Wow. Okay, great. All right. So that's from the same CD. Boy, that's a quality CD.
That is definitely a good one.
NFL country. Okay, next.
Of course, we didn't even mention it, but everyone knows Super Bowl songs because of the Super Bowl Shuffle.
No question.
We're not going to play that because we've all heard it and heard it and heard it again.
And then, not only that, it was the 30th anniversary a couple of months ago, and it was just like everywhere,
Exactly. But a lot of people don't remember that Mike Ditka also jumped on the bandwagon, and he decided to record a song in 1987. Same writers, same producers, some of the same musicians were all involved with his song. He called it the Grabowski Shuffle. It's track 95.
Yeah.
And this did not get the coverage that the Super Bowl Shuffle did.
But
it may be far more entertaining.
This is pretty special. We've played this many times on the show,
yes.
And it's a great one. And, in fact, you actually brought down the VHS. And this always makes me happy when you bring down the Grabowski Shuffle VHS, because this is just this is fantastic. Okay, well, here we go. This is the Grabowski Shuffle, the great Mike Ditka.
Team. We're working hard, more than a dream. Gang I want is tried and true. What they say is what they do. But sometimes rough, but never phony. Don't eat sticks that spit baloney. Now with your win, go and tough. When it comes to fun, can't get enough. Now Papa Hallis would have loved them. You can call them names, but never shove them. This group is always in the action. Winning is their satisfaction. Where they get going, folks will cheer. Don't call them Smiths, they'll toss their beer.
I don't know if I understand this at all. I'm really a little perplexed.
Well, you remember he called the team. They were Grabowskis. They played like Grabowskis. The video has, you know, a number of pretty boys dressed up as Grabowskis.
It's, what's funny is, I wonder what happened to the actors that were in this thing.
That would be an interesting
because
story,
the cover. If you could see the cover of this.
We need to talk to Rick Kogan. Rick Kogan did that great story on the original cast of Grease, the Chicago production.
Yeah.
Now he should track.
He
down
should track down the Grabowski,
Shufflers,
because these people look very 80s. Let me just say that. Oh man, is that funny? The and it just didn't sell as well.
It didn't.
Oh,
it didn't.
Man,
I mean, the 87 team, you know, had a lot of the same personalities, but they weren't as good.
Right.
They you know, they obviously didn't succeed as well as.
Right.
As the 85 Bears.
That's right. Okay. Oh, that's great stuff. All right, we're going to come back. It's Rick Geezer, Sports Songs. Check out sportsongs.com. He's also on Facebook. We have a link on our Facebook page. And check out his podcast at WGN+. Rick, hang on, okay? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's Super Bowl weekend and more Super Bowl-related sports songs. Right here, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Now I'm just picturing Cletus pointing. Now, Dan, you're the one who told me his name was... That's how I found out his name was Cletus, right?
That is correct. It was a vote. It was a fan vote.
A fan vote. And they named the big robot dude on Fox NFL coverage Cletus.
I think in an homage to The Simpsons.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. That's a good one, I think, because it's Fox. That makes sense. But I also think it has to do with what the football players wear on their feet, which are cleats.
That makes more sense.
Does anybody still call them cleats, though? Nobody does. Like, you know why? Because I'm 50. That's why I call them cleats. Does anybody call them cleats?
Yeah, they're still called cleats.
Are they? Okay. I don't know what the kids are calling footwear these days. Aren't they all Jordans? Isn't that the...
Very expensive Jordans.
Very expensive Jordans. All right, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Friday morning on WGN, and it's Super Bowl weekend. Rick Geezer is with us. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Sportsongs.com is the website. He's on Facebook. You can also check out his podcast at WGNplus.com. We were talking about looking forward to this weekend's Super Bowl. Should be a good game. Should be a lot of fun. And all of the sports songs that we are playing this morning are recorded by people who have participated in the Super Bowl.
Yes, indeed.
In some capacity.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, let's hear another one. Also, why far so good.
Why don't we go to track 193?
Okay.
Ed Too Tall Jones was a defensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. He was a member of the Super Bowl 12 team that won the Super Bowl. And you might have remembered that he, in the height of his career, he quit to box.
Mm-hmm.
Rather unsuccessfully, and he returned to football and did pretty well for a few more years with the Cowboys. But within his career, he recorded a couple tracks. And the track we're going to hear today is from 1982. And it's called Can't Stand the Heat. Tell me what band you think it might sound like.
Can't Stand the Heat, Ed Too Tall Jones. Who does this sound like?
I heard that track and I said, that's a Gap band.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's
exactly what it sounds like. Fly Jams Friday, DJ Shagru coming out early.
Starting early. I like it.
Well, there's another track right here, and I don't have it queued up.
Okay.
But he put it out in 1981 on Fun City Records.
Oh, no kidding.
Too Tall Jones. The A-side was Funkin' on the Radio. And the B-side, and this is one of the maxis, and the B-side is Do the Dip, 81.
Do the Dip, 81. And, okay, Ed Too Tall. Now, did he have any kind of luck with this stuff?
Not really. Not really. You can find these songs on YouTube. They're there. People are playing them.
Funkin' on your radio.
So if you want to try to track one of those down.
Yeah, Dan, if you want to start hot mixing and wiki-wiki-ing it. Okay. Ed Too Tall Jones. Well, he tried everything, didn't he?
He did.
Wow. Okay. Very good. That was good. And that did sound exactly like Gap Band. There's no disguising that at all. And it was 1982 as well. Okay. What do we got next?
Well, why don't we do another Dallas Cowboy?
Okay.
Track 201. Some people may not remember him as a player because he played in the 60s and the early 70s. Walt Garrison. I remember him briefly as a player, but I really remember him in the 70s as a spokesman for Skoal chewing tobacco. He used to, you know, with the cowboy hat.
Speaking of the dip.
Do the dip. Exactly. Exactly. He was a member of the Cowboys team that beat the Dolphins in Super Bowl VI. He had 74 yards in that game. And in 1995, there was a CD called Everybody Wants to Be a Cowboy, where a lot of former Cowboys and current Cowboys recorded songs, and he recorded a song called The Rodeo's Over.
The Rodeo's Over. This is Walt Garrison.
A cowboy can be a cowboy for just so long. You either take a bullet or grow up and move along. A cowboy can ride the mean ones for a while. But sooner or later, a bad one's gonna send you home in style. So cowboy, you better make every shot count. You may be saddling your last mount. There may not be another flank to brand. The guys with a spur while you're making the hand. The rodeo is over. Off your jeans, go on to the dance.
Okay. This is Super Boys. Everybody wants to be a cowboy.
Super Boys.
Okay. They look real. They look really thrilled to be there on the cover. They're just. They look like, gonna take the picture.
Yeah, and you've
man.
Got Randy White, who was this MVP of Super Bowl XII.
Right.
You've got one of the coaches. You got Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman right in the middle. Yeah.
You've got Walt Garrison. You've got Jay Novacek.
Now, a lot of these were done, as we've mentioned before. It's always good to mention that a lot of this stuff was done for charities and to raise awareness for certain things. And they were a lot of them were like one-off things.
That is true. That is definitely true. I don't believe this was
no
one of
no.
Those.
But I'm just saying that a lot of these are. You know, but some people, as we've mentioned before, have gone on to have a pretty good musical career.
Some have, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and Terry Bradshaw being one of them.
Terry Bradshaw had some success. Mm-hmm. A number of others. One that, you know, I don't know if we're going to play him, but maybe we will. Esra Tuaolo. He came out of the closet on Real Sports.
Yeah.
He's recorded a number of CDs.
And has a little success there.
Exactly.
Okay, great. All right, back to the sports song, Super Bowl edition. What do we got next?
Why don't we play another Chicago Bear connection? You know, everyone, of course, as we mentioned, thinks of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But also in 1996, Walter Payton and William the Refrigerator Perry also recorded a song 1 week after winning the Super Bowl.
1986.
In 1986. Okay. And they recorded a song called Together.
Okay. And that's number 96.
That's track
96. Okay. And this was on, was this like a whole album that they did?
This
or?
Was one of those, you know, maxi singles.
Uh-huh.
And I have it right here.
Okay. And this is the year after they won. No, well, this is just a few
months.
No,
this is 1 week after they won the Super Bowl.
1 week after they won the Super Bowl. And here it's called Together. All right, here we go.
34, 72, hot, hot, hot. Teamwork is the theme of our song.
Divided we're weak,
together we're strong.
United as one,
we could only be greater.
This is Sweden's 34,
and the refrigerator.
So be a part of our team.
Watch everyone win.
Keeping prejudice out
and friendship in.
Bringing pride to the nation
and joy to the world.
Find yourself, join with others like a
string of pearls.
Cause we're making things happen
only for the good.
Uniting people worldwide
in all neighborhoods,
making all feel better.
Raising self-esteem.
And anyone can make it.
Just believe in your dreams.
Put forth your best effort. Give it all you got. Hang on to your goals, cause they mean a lot.
Time is so important, so precious to waste.
If you think I'm joking, just look at my face.
How come they never toured as a rap duo?
They probably tried, but too big of a rider.
I think so. Walter Payton and the Refrigerator Perry together.
Together.
But it's just magnificent stuff.
Yeah, in that same era, Walter Payton also recorded a song called Doing It Right, which you could get at Kentucky Fried Chicken's. I didn't bring it with me today, but it was one of those floppy.
Oh,
you know,
like on the back of a cereal box.
It was one of, you could pick those up at Kentucky Fried Chicken's. They used it in a commercial. You might have remembered locally, regionally.
Yeah, so they used it. It was called Kentucky Fried Chicken then.
Right, that's true.
Before they started calling it KFC.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't. Didn't know that. You can go get yourself a bucket and bring home some Peyton.
Doing it right.
Wow, doing it right. Okay. What do we got? What do we got next?
Why don't we go with some rap music?
Okay.
198. Deion Sanders. We all love to hate him in the 90s. He played football. He played baseball. And he won two Super Bowls. He played in Super Bowl 29 with the 49ers. He played in Super Bowl 30 with the Cowboys, winning both times. In 1995, he put out the CD Primetime. Why don't we listen to the song at track 198 called We Can Roll.
All right, Neon Deion Sanders, We Can Roll.
Roll, y'all. We can stroll, y'all. We can roll on the street and streaky stroll. Where the women get booties and the fellas get rats. We can roll on the street and streaky stroll. We can roll, y'all. We can stroll. Streaky stroll. What's your name?
Deion,
a.k.a.
Pratt.
Won't you roll on this funky intro?
Yo, as the sun will rise, as I open up my eyes to see another day. In my bedroom, I lay. The shiny reflects off my window pane. So I jumps in the shower and let the water rain. I slips on my clothes even though I'd rather stay inside and watch a game, but I know I got to go. And throw a fat tape in my tape deck. And he's my drop top down a chicken check.
I'm the one, two.
Yeah. DJ Shagru, we're kicking off Fly Jams a little early this morning.
How fortuitous is this?
It's incredible.
But back in the old days, women with these booties.
Deion Sanders, man. He was a character, that guy. He really was, you know?
And he was pretty good.
Oh, no, he was. Yeah.
But he was so cocky, you just wanted to smack
him. I know, you did. And that, you know, and the whole, like, I'm going to play two sports things never, you know, it never sat right with me. But with any of these guys.
Even Bo? I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't seem to mind it as much with Bo.
Yeah, I guess. Because Bo knows.
Bo does know.
That's right. Jordan? How about Michael Jordan? He had a nice attempt.
He did have an attempt.
How about Brian Jordan?
How about... That's right. Oh, man. Okay. So what's Deion Sanders up to now?
He's a broadcaster.
Yeah, he is. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him. Okay. All right. That was an interesting time, man, the 90s. And that sounded exactly like a track that you would hear like a 90s R&B, the kind of stuff that we play pretty regularly, right, Dan, on Fly Jams Friday?
It would. If you hadn't said it was Deion Sanders, I don't think anybody would have
Nobody would have said, oh, it's Friday. They're just starting Fly Jams Friday early. All right, Rick, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Rick Geezer is with us from Sports Songs. SportsSongs.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. Like them on Facebook as well. And listen to the podcast at WGN+. Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl Sports Songs edition continues after we take a break right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I gotta say, man, you know, the football themes for TV are good.
Oh, they're so recognizable,
yeah.
Distinctive,
and yeah,
energetic.
They're
good.
They get you going, man.
They do.
Okay, well, that was the Monday Night Football theme. And it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us. Sports Songs. Give everybody a little more information about how easy it is to get your podcast at WGN Plus.
Very simple. All you have to do is go to WGNplus.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on, you can either type in the search bar for Sports Songs or my name, Rick Geezer.
Yep.
Or go to the music.
And it'll
be right there.
Right there. And you've got a lot of...
there's about 30 up
You got about
there.
30 podcasts
yeah.
up? Okay,
yeah.
great. So
yeah.
check it out if you want to. And also Sports Songs on Facebook. Now, if you know, because you still, you know, your collection is ever-growing.
Always.
And you're always looking for new stuff.
I am.
You scour the internet. You find some really crazy stuff. It's easy to contact Rick via, you know, Facebook and SportsSongs.com and all that
stuff.
Okay, let's get back to the Sports Songs Super Bowl.
Well, we're playing songs by athletes who performed in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We are going to play one by an athlete who did not play in the Super
okay.
Bowl. Okay. But... he wanted to be in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you might say he had an itch to play in the Super Bowl. It's Kenny Burroughs, who played with the Oilers in 1979. He put out a song called The Super Bowl Itch. Now, that was, you know, that was a pretty popular team with Bum Phillips as the coach, Billy White Shoes Johnson,
right.
all that type of stuff. They went 11-5 that season, but they lost to the Steelers in the AFC Championship to end the season. But Kenny Burroughs, we luckily still have this reminder of yeah. that storied season and the hope that they would get to the Super Bowl.
Okay, this is called The Super Bowl Itch.
There's something going round down in Houston town. It's caught by young and old. Can't shake it, so I'm told. Contagious as can be, there's no immunity, reaching a fever pitch.
Dracula won't even bite.
And Rocky won't fight.
Rocky won't fight because they got the Super Bowl itch. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. It's fantastic. Where did you get this thing?
I found that online. It's been, as a 45, found it as a 45. I didn't bring that. I don't know why. I have a few I didn't bring in
today.
But it's also on... A record of Oilers songs, and there were a few other players who recorded songs in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Not very good, but...
that was pretty...
This this is very special.
Yeah, that was exactly. pretty special.
So I've been wanting to play that, but I haven't had a real reason to, you know...
Yeah.
Well, so this is the perfect opportunity.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, let me tell you something, Rick. Whenever you come on, there's always a reason to play the Super Bowl itch. Okay. Let me just tell you that right now. That was pretty spectacular. All right, what's next?
Let's go to 1971.
Okay.
Track 199. George Blanda played 26 seasons in the NFL. Can you believe that? 26 seasons. He played for the Bears in the 50s. But he played in Super Bowl II in 1968, losing to the Packers. And he recorded a song in 1971 called It's Never Too Late.
George Blanda.
Remember, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to be. Oh, no, it's never too late. It's never too late to be the man you always wanted to be. There's a feeling that comes over everybody. It could start at 21 or 65. When the growing gets a little rough for money, and it's even tough to nearly stay alive. Though you've made it through prosperity and hunger, there comes a time in every fella's life when everybody else seems so much younger, and growing old can cut you like a knife. Remember, it's never too late.
George Blanda, everybody.
Never too late. It's never too late.
Well, and that was the season he came back because he ended up having to start a bunch of games. He was like the comeback player.
Yeah.
It's like the AFC player of the year. A number of honors. You know,
George Blanda.
Because towards the end of his career, he was mostly just a kicker.
Yeah. So. And now, have you listened to the flip side? This Old House?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty decent as well. Pretty decent.
Okay, great. All right, Rick, you can hang out, right?
Of course.
Okay, hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break for the news here on WGN. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Live. In the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, although I'd like to say we're at Soldier Field, but we're not.
The icy tundra.
The icy tundra. That's right. Slow motion. We all walk in slow motion, and once in a while, you know, you're going out to the water cooler, you fall, and the water goes flying in slow motion. And for some reason, there ends up being dirt on my face, even though it's, you know, carpeted. All right. It's sports songs time, as you know, and Super Bowl edition. Super Bowl weekend, everyone. I hope you have a good one. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up, although we've had some Fly Jams in the last couple of segments here. Courtesy of Rick Geezer of Sports Songs, sportsongs.com. You can hear the Sports Songs podcast. There's about, you said, 30 of them available.
Exactly.
And that's WGN Plus, and check them out on Facebook. All the links are on our page as well. And we are continuing with the Super Bowl-themed sports songs, having a great time here, playing some really classic stuff. We heard from Peyton in the Fridge. We heard from Ditka. And we heard from Ed Too Tall Jones. Walt Garrison in between dipping. So, but now, where are we going to go now?
Why don't we play the MVP of Super Bowl 32, Terrell Davis.
Okay.
He rushed for 157 yards in that game. He had three TDs. And remember, you might remember, he had migraines or something, and he didn't play in most of the second half.
Yeah.
And still
won MVP.
Racked up those awards.
Yeah.
In 1997, he teamed up with a Denver rapper named Legit. And they put out a CD.
I'm sorry.
They put out a CD.
He and Legit?
And Legit.
Okay, so this is Terrell Davis.
Yes.
And Legit.
Yes, and they put out a song that Terrell is lead on called All in the Game.
All in the Game.
Time. Enemies coming for me. I'm 6 foot, 215, running 4'4". The more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. Expect the unexpected, it's my motto, and it's real. It's the Samuel L. Jackson and me, a time to kill. Get my soldier boots, no steel toes, the ones with the Nike swoosh. Buckle my chin strap, my hard hat, give signals to my troops. We're going in, side
Did they actually reference A Time to Kill with Samuel L. Jackson, which is such an upbeat and appropriate movie to reference in a rap song? It's legit.
It is legit. Too legit.
That's to quit. That's crazy. Terrell Davis, All in the Game. Was that just, now did he attempt to like have a rap career?
From all the research I've done, this is the only CD he does rap on. He raps on two tracks on the CD.
Okay.
And when you get the CD, and again, it's one I didn't bring today, there's a football card inside.
Of Samuel Jackson?
Of Terrell Davis.
Okay. That's pretty great. That's pretty special right there. All right. Super Bowl edition of Sports Songs continues. Rick, go ahead.
191.
All right.
We've played some songs from John Keyworth, who played for the Denver Broncos in the 70s. He was a member of the Super Bowl XII team that the Cowboys ended up beating. We ended up playing earlier. We played Ed Too Tall Jones.
Right.
And beat them. Now, you might remember that team. It was the miracle team. Craig Morton was the quarterback. Haven Moses was on the team. Rob Lytle was the running back. And there was great hope that they could win the Super Bowl. And John Keyworth put out a single called Make Those Miracles Happen in 1977.
Okay, here it is. John Keyworth.
I've been a winner a long, long time. Nobody knew it but me.
Nobody but me.
When I was down on the bottom,
so
up was hard to see.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There's one thing about a winner. They keep coming back again. Till some kind of miracle happens. And winners finally win. You gotta make those miracles happen. Make those miracles happen. Nobody, nobody does it alone. But if you're down and you wanna be up, you wanna drink from the winner's cup, you gotta make those miracles happen.
Very inspirational. And again, as we've talked about before, the most inexplicable album cover.
Yes, this single did not appear on this John Keyworth album called Keys.
Right.
But I just, any excuse to show you the album cover from 1978.
It's a very, and Dan, we've talked about this album cover before, and we were not able to actually put it up on our Facebook page. But if someone like Googles it, right, they could find it.
Google image search and don't do it at work.
Right. It's John Keyworth. Keys is not this, and this song was not on this album.
It was not.
This is a different, but I don't, this isn't the most inexplicable album cover.
Well, pull out the dust jacket.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that too. There's more naked guys in the shower. I don't understand this at all. I don't understand. I mean, I'm assuming there had to have been an explanation for why there's a creepy guy in a tux in the shower while there's a naked guy taking a shower.
He was handing them towels.
I don't know. But that's one of the greatest album covers I've ever seen. Whew. Okay. Where are we going next? Rick?
Well, why don't we go? We mentioned the tundra, the frozen tundra
yes.
of Green Bay. Why don't we go to track 105 and Brett Favre. Of course, he won the Super Bowl with the Packers. They were in consecutive years. They only won the one, though. And this is from NFL Country from 1996. He's paired with country star Steve Azar, and they recorded a song called Born With It.
Born With It. All right, Brett Favre.
She's a lady. She's a baby. A barefoot beauty queen. She loves slow hands, fast cars, long black limousines. She's love eyes and Levi's, they fit like a glove.
Makes your heart wanna stop and fall in love.
She's born with it, born with it.
If you ain't got it, you can't get it.
You got to be born.
Yeah.
She can't help it that you want her.
Brett Favre.
But you better leave it alone.
I don't don't know what to make of this. And this is from the NFL Country CD that we were talking about a little bit earlier.
This is from the earlier one.
This is the 96.
The 1996.
1996. Okay, Brett Favre.
This was pre-Vicodin.
Okay. And pre, there's something about Mary.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. I love Ben Stiller. Yeah. What about Brett Favre? I think that's my favorite line in the whole movie. All right. Super Bowl edition of Sports Songs continues with Rick Geezer and Nick DiGilio here. What do we got next?
Track 205.
All right.
One of my favorite kickers in NFL history was Garo Yeprimian, even though he was on the perfect season team of the Miami Dolphins that are just so cocky about having their perfect season.
Yeah.
I just liked him. And, of course, he's really well known for 1973 in Super Bowl VII, the gaffe, playing the Washington. They were up 14-0. He kicked a field goal. It was blocked, and he had a chance to fall on the ball. He did not. He tried to pass the ball. It was intercepted by Mike Bass, who scored it for a touchdown.
Okay.
And after the season, as luck would have it, he recorded a song about it called Yeprimian's Lament.
Uh-huh. Okay, here we go.
The greatest day has come for me to play. I guess my life's been headed for this day. The pressure's building slowly every play. I don't know just how I'll do. I can't wait until it's through. The half has come and gone. I've had little to do. If things stay like they are, the game will be through. Won't get my chance to show what I can do. I'm afraid I won't get cold. I shouldn't worry or I'll go bold.
Yeah.
The game is ending.
Okay.
And I hear him.
This is not the first time we've played this.
No, this isn't.
One. And it won't be the last.
No. He was a native of Cyprus, so of course he had to.
Had a little Greek influence.
Exactly.
In there. Oh, man. Okay, we've got one more. We got time for one more.
Well, this is one we have played before, but it's just really special. It's Reggie White,
right,
the Minister of Defense. In 1995, he recorded a CD called...
With Legit? No.
Doggies in the House.
Right!
Of course, he played in Super Bowl 31 when the Packers beat the Patriots. He had 3 sacks in that game.
Yeah, wow.
So rather than waste time listening to me and you, why don't we listen to the song?
Okay.
Doggies in the
House. Doggies in the House, Reggie White.
We got to shut them down, shut them down.
Man, there's got to be a lot of damage down by the pack attack. We going to do some damage. Ain't that right, Muhammad?
You're right, Reggie. You got to do some damage. You got to put them down. Because I'm the greatest in the world. You got to be the greatest in the world. The pack got to be the greatest in the world. Ever in the world. What do you think about that, Macho Man?
Oh, yeah. Reggie, you know exactly what you guys have got to do. You got to get on the field and cause some damage. You're in the house with the pack. Let me tell you something, brother. All those vocal maniacs out there know that the pack attack is back, brother. So what are they gonna do when those pythons and those packers fall down on you, brother? What are they gonna do on the field, brother? There's gonna be a lot of damage done. You know it's gonna be done. Isn't that right, Rodney?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people say I don't need respect, but I tell you, it's time for the pack attack to get respect right here. They're gonna get a little respect. I know that.
Okay.
They're. So give them a little respect. Give the respect, Packers.
Reggie White, the Rich Little of the NFL, evidently.
Exactly.
That's pretty unbelievable. We played that one before, too. That's great. So he does the Hulkster. He does Muhammad Ali, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ronnie Dangerfield.
And he does later on, he does Cosby. I can't. He does a few more.
And then, like, when he's not doing those great imitations, he's just yelling the names of cities.
Yes. Yes,
that's essentially what the song is. Reggie White yelling the names of cities and then doing bad impressions. That's great, man. That's great. Did you have a hard time finding that one?
I did. Yeah. I did. I had heard about it, and I had, you know, I heard a clip here or there, but I received it. I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Hopefully you are all happy as well.
That was great stuff. As always, Rick, it's so much fun to have you on.
Thank you very much.
We have a great time. We'll get you on. When is it the next time? Hockey playoffs, maybe? Baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball will be coming in a couple months.
We'll get you in here when baseball season starts. All right. Very, very cool. And in the meantime, you can check out the 30 or so sports songs podcasts at WGNplus.com. Check it out right now. Like them on Facebook, facebook.com/sportsongs, and check out sportsongs.com. All of that stuff is linked up on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/NickDShow. Rick, we'll see you around the hallway here.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right. Rick Geezer, everybody. We'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.